What is going on, ladies and gents? Welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray. That's Stat.
Habub.
What's going on, brother?
Not much, mate. How are you?
Living the dream. Living the dream, mate.
I feel like you say every weekend, you're not living the dream.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Just a liar.
You know my rule, bro. You're not living the dream if you're saying you're living the dream.
You're a compulsive liar.
I'm a compulsive liar. That's it.
All right. What's happening?
Bro, it's been a minute since we've done this one-on-one.
Yeah, it's been too long.
I was actually excited for this one.
Yeah?
No one's with us. I don't know. I've missed a break because it's been, what, a month maybe?
Yeah.
We've had a bit of a break.
Month and a bit.
We had JD, we had Bao.
Goose, that's right.
Goose at one point, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while, bro.
We haven't had a proper catch-up, I've realised.
As well.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like the only time you and I actually talk is this.
Yeah.
In front of 30 people.
In front of 4 people. But it's been a while. You've been all right?
Yeah, you know, same old, bro.
Yeah?
Exhausted, to be completely honest. How about you?
With you, mate. Oh, tired, bro. Tired. Footy season's, it's kicked on. It's fun. But watching every game.
You're remembering how much work it is?
Oh, bro. I've done more work this year than I've done last year.
Yeah, I can tell.
For sure. Last year, I didn't watch every game. I would just watch 10-minute highlights and be satisfied. I'm not satisfied with that.
But why? I was thinking about this the other day. Why do you need to watch every single game?
Because there are different moments in the game that don't get captured in the highlights that I need to look at, and it changes the whole concept of the game.
Fair enough.
An 18-minute highlight reel.
So you're telling me you think you're catching something that the NRL is not, that is actually shifting gameplay?
Not that the NRL is not, but I don't think it gets discussed. Okay. So I do my best to try to discuss it and bring it up and why teams folded when they did, what changed at what point in the game, what minute. I find that it's very important to find exactly why and when and how. So
that's what you're bringing then. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why I bring a different element to it. I only started this year. I've only started 4 weeks now on that, but it's all right. It's
fair
good.
Enough,
but yeah, mate, just trying to get sleep. I have not slept more than five. Yesterday I slept 6 hours, 6.5 hours.
Why are you sleeping so randomly?
Oh, I have not slept more than 4 hours in 5 weeks.
Tell me, what is your schedule? What do you do?
Oh, it's stupid.
So when are you waking up?
For work, waking up 8:15. Start 8:30.
Okay. 15 minutes before work you wake up.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So you're still on that.
Oh yeah.
Most people stop doing that after COVID, but you're still doing
that. Oh no, but I need my sleep.
Love
I'm sleeping at 2, 3, 4 in the morning.
Okay, so why are you sleeping at 2, 3, 4 in the morning?
I'm watching the footy. Because all the weekends are jam-packed. Weddings, occasions.
That's still full on, bro.
Friday nights, church.
So what time do you finish work?
I finish 5:30, depending on the day. For argument's sake, let's say
you finish 5. Monday, what do you do?
Monday? I'm home all night.
Okay. So you can watch 3 games, essentially, after work.
Yeah. 3, maybe 4, depending on how I go, but I'm doing work in between. So it's not just watching the game and just
you're doing all your
So I'll do all the other work in between.
Tuesday, you're here.
Tuesday, I'm here. Tuesday, I'm
recording as well.
Depends
on.
I'm still watching games. Okay, I explain it like this. Thursdays, boys meeting, all right?
Okay.
So I don't, even though I come late, I'm not watching the game at home before I come.
Sure, fair enough.
So I've got the Thursday game. Then Friday night, we have church. So that's 2 games. So when I come home from church on a Friday, I'm watching either 1 or 2 games.
Okay.
Till 4 or 5 in the morning.
And Saturday?
Saturday, if I don't have anything ministry-wise in the morning, which is the once a month, if I don't have that, I don't plan anything for the day. If I don't have a wedding, if I don't have anything. So I'm up by, aiming to be up by 9:30 to watch to catch up from the other games and then watch 3 games. And then Saturday night by 10:11, because I've completely snapped and I haven't left my house, I'm out of the house.
You're gone for
I'm out. I don't care. I leave. I have to leave. Yep. I've got to leave the house every day.
Yep.
I've got to go for a drive at some point. And then Sundays, I've got church in the morning, come home, do other work. So it's not just the podcast. I'm doing our stuff behind the scenes for the podcast as well. So it's not just all that. Watch half a game of footy. Go to church. Hang out. Because I've got to have a social life. I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, those guys that stay home 7 days a week.
I'm just saying, I feel like you could be going to bed a lot earlier.
I could, but I don't.
Come on, bro.
I don't.
12 o'clock. Like, you got a 10 to 12. You can watch a game in between that.
You know what's phenomenal?
What's that?
Is I don't skip a second of the game.
Yeah, that's too much, bro.
I have to watch it all.
It's too much. Listen, I'm all for your passion.
I know, but
you're a psychopath.
That and then try like visiting people. Like I try to try and go visit people, hang out.
I try the
social life.
It's very tough. I'm all for the social life, but I still feel like there's enough hours in the day for you to go to bed before 12 o'clock.
Bro, last night I slept at, it was 10 to 1. I felt like I was sleeping at 9 p.m. I was so happy.
10 to 1.
I was right.
Yeah, that's stock standard.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like I'm asleep 12:30, wake up 5:30.
Yeah, all last week, I slept later than 3 a.m. I slept between 3 and 4.
You're a psychopath. I wonder why you're always tired.
Oh, yeah, always Gornskis. And I'm up 8 o'clock for work, 8:15, and boom, I get through my day, finish it off, boom, straight to my other work.
You're a psycho, bro.
I love it, mate.
What are you thinking of this season so far? Good? Not good?
I'm really enjoying it.
It's interesting.
I'm really enjoying it. There aren't any blowouts. There aren't as many blowouts as there used to be all last year because of the rule changes.
44-0 Doggy Storm.
Oh, you get the odd one.
No, but it's been interesting.
Actually, on that, I haven't seen that game yet, so I've got to go after this one.
It's been interesting, to be honest.
It's been great. It's
been an interesting season.
It's been good so far. I've loved how close a lot of the games have been. There aren't any, like, you know, every week you're getting a blowout of a score, you know?
And I don't feel like this year you have that many certainties so far. It's only been five rounds, but like,
everything's up and down. Teams were getting used to each other. Players still haven't played a lot of trials. They're just trying to get their body
right. It's been all right. I've been liking it.
It's been very good. It's been very good. Very enjoyable. No game is a... That's a lie. I was about to say no game is a boring game, but the last 2 weeks, Tigers have put up some garbage games, which I'm dreading to
watch.
They're
wooden spoon this year, yeah?
Yeah. I think... I don't want to say that, but if it's not us, it's got to be them.
I don't think it'll be us.
I don't think it'll be us.
I think we'll catch a rhythm at some point.
It'll take 10 Tigers, to 15 weeks for our tactic game.
Yeah. So that's fine. The Tigers are just another level of bad right now.
They just find a way to lose?
Yeah, they don't have any structure. This seven captains, excuse me, thing that they got going on is ridiculous. Mm,
the five captains is
ridiculous. Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah, the whole organization is a dump. And it all starts from the board. Yeah. I've mentioned on my podcast a few times, the whole organization needs to be thrown out. In the sense where the board has to be overthrown because the board have come in, selected that many coaches and that many seasons, and they haven't changed, but all the coaches and players have. And I love Maguire and I love backing him. Even though he's recruited a lot of the players they've got on the side now, it's very hard to
see. It's just not working.
Yeah.
And who makes that decision to put 17 different captains? Who makes that decision? Is that board or is that coach? Because I cannot see the coaching staff saying...
It wasn't the coach and it wasn't the board. It was a... There was some bloke that came in from the club, or outside of the club, they brought in to like work on leadership and that, and he provided and gave strong advice that five captains should be the way to go. Yeah. So it wasn't even someone from the organisation. They had to get someone extended from the organisation to come in and say, hey, we need five captains.
That's a mess.
Yeah, look, the whole thing's dysfunctional. Look, if you're doing well off the field, you're going to do well on it.
And yeah, you're right, 100%.
That's how it works. Penrith, you don't hear anything about Penrith, Melbourne Roosters, Rabbitohs. You know, they've had... To first, you know, all the top four teams in the first 4 weeks. Mm. So they've had a tough start. But it's just been interesting to see how every club has gone only 4 weeks in.
It's been very interesting to see.
It's been good. You get still teams the exact same. Knights have been a surprise packet. Sharks have been fantastic.
Knights not surprised about at all. They'll hit a roadblock.
Look.
They always do.
They always do, but they haven't started a season off this well. That's in a while. So for me, I've looked, okay, this is different to what I've seen. Usually win 1 week, lose the next week. Win 1 week, but look, Sharks have been playing some unbelievable footy.
Yeah,
I found Nico Hines coming into seven has really just changed the way they've played.
Different. Very, very different.
Very different. Already. And everyone's got a role to play. Moylan's playing some unbelievable footy, finally. Yeah. So many years of injuries. So that's been good to see. Their depth is very... Mate, they'll get top four. They'll be sneaky top four for sure. Fitzgibbon's gone in and done some great stuff.
I love that stuff.
But it's been good, yeah. Great season so far. It's been
well. Enjoyable. To find out more about that, ladies and gents, make sure you tune into League Chat with the Stat. Subscribe over there.
That's where you find me. We're at 80 now, so.
Ah, getting up there, bro.
Yeah, getting there slowly. Loving it. A few more guests coming on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any sneaky previews or not yet?
A lot of Supercoach addicts, that's all I have to say.
Oh, nice. Okay.
A lot of Supercoach addicts.
So. Different faces.
Different faces. Good so stuff. It's going to be good. I'm pretty keen to see. It might not even just be two people. It might get up to four.
Interesting.
It's picking up, bro. Picking up. Things are happening. Potential merch, potential website.
Okay, good stuff, bro.
You know how it is, bro.
Yeah, you know, just plotting along, trying different things.
Plotting along, just doing all that. How are you?
Yeah, good. Did you listen to Talk to Me with JD at all?
No.
Brother, best episode yet.
Yeah.
Cousin, It got honest. It got emotional. It got deep.
Crying emotional?
It got crying emotional, bro. From like JD. Like, yeah bro. I haven't seen someone be that honest. And that's the thing I've always known about JD. Even when he was going through his tough times, he was always honest about it.
Mm.
And, mate, he showed up.
It's a must listen.
He showed up. He showed out. I even got phone calls today saying, mate, that was an unreal episode. So, ladies and gents, jump onto that episode. It's on the channel. Yeah. Very, very good.
You got to tune to that. He's doing some good stuff, but you got to...
Yeah, I'm a big fan of what he's doing with Strength in Christ. And I told him straight out, I wasn't at the start because I just didn't know if it was going to take off or if this was just a phase or whatever. Mm. But mate, the amount they're raising for missions and all that, it's good stuff, bro.
Nah, it's really good. Nah, yeah, it was good. Yeah, I've heard, I was sent the link today to watch it, funny enough. I'm like, mate, I'm on the podcast. I know what I'm doing.
Who sent it to
you? Someone of the boys go, hey, go check this out.
Did you just like, yeah, I'm a producer.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it.
I come in,
do my thing, get out. It's in the name, but whatever.
Bro, speaking of Sunday, one of JD's mates, never met him before, rocks up to me. He goes, bro, you're the guy from the podcast. I go, I am. He goes, man, it's so good. Loving what you guys are doing on there, this, that. So he's coming Friday. You got to meet him. Kevin's his name.
Kevin.
Yeah. He's a big fan of what we do. So it was cool to see that. Yeah. Yeah.
Guess where they know where to find me, huh?
A lot of nice work. Wait,
was that at church?
That was at church. But hey, he didn't find you. He found me.
Night or morning?
Morning.
I wasn't in the morning.
No, you were there. You
that's
were
what I'm saying, yeah. I wasn't there at night. I had the wedding, but...
That's right. But yeah, it was interesting. It was cool. Like, I had a lot of good words this week.
Good.
A lot of nice messages just encouraging us and all that. It's been good.
That's good.
Especially, it's been just such a weird time for the podcast because everything's just been moving around and this and that. And
I've been showing up late and...
Yeah, bro. Just no commitment from your end.
Mate, I have no commitment. I just have to squeeze everything in, bro. Everyone asks me, how can we do this? And I go, I have to squeeze you in like an hour. Like I'm Donald Trump.
Like you've got three businesses you're running and you're...
Honestly, it feels like I have a million businesses. It feels like...
You're just a multi-billionaire, bro. That's what's going on.
Just the part, you know?
You're just like Elon Musk, mate. That's it. That's exactly what's going on.
What an honor. If I get called Elon Musk, what an honor. Nah. But it's good. So, Kevin, his name?
Kevin's his name, yeah.
So, because he's coming to the thing we're doing at Church Friday.
Yeah. Mickey Saba, I met up with him yesterday. I went to VMC for a bit, checked out the new factory, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And we got talking, and mate, he's a big fan as well, as always. We miss Mick.
I miss Mickey Sabs.
Mate, so, you know, one of the boys said to me he was the best interview we've done.
Yeah?
Yeah, they loved him.
For Talk to Me or?
For Talk to Me and Have a Chat.
I have a chat.
Both of them, they were a big fan of him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We'll get some of these boys back on, bro. It'll be good once we set this studio up properly and all that.
Yeah, you know the one I love the most was Petey and Bob's.
Bro, I was thinking that yesterday. We got to get them back on.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I actually went to Bobby's not long ago. We checking out what he's doing at his studio.
Yeah.
Mate, this guy. Just when I thought he couldn't upgrade anymore,
no,
he
goes
in the upgrades. He's fantastic.
Listen, I'm very happy I don't have his clicky personality because when he clicks, he just goes all out.
And I love that.
I love that. But I'm happy.
I don't have the patience for it.
I'm happy I don't have that because if I had that, I'd have nothing in my bank account. Like, do you know how many times I've thought about upgrading this place properly with cameras and a video mixer and mics and all? Like,
yeah, you spoke about a video mixer.
Bro, do you know how many times I have been on the website and said, I'm just going to pull the trigger and go? Hmm? Haven't done it. If I was Bobby, I would have done it. So thank the Lord I'm not Bobby because... It would just be, it'd be a mess.
Man, he knows what he's doing, but...
He does. I can't wait for him to start back up.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the hold up is.
Mate, Bobby, he's always got something ticking in the background.
Mate, always. His brain's in overdrive and I love it.
Big time.
You love to see it as well.
Yeah, that's a good brain overdrive. Let's talk about a bad brain overdrive, all right? Okay. This, one of these executives at Disney, she had a bad brain overdrive last week.
Yep.
I'm going to explain to you what happened. So it was a leak. Wasn't meant to come out. Wasn't meant to be a thing. It was a Disney meeting where one of the executives gave a plain and simple objective for Disney over the next 10 years or so. And that is she wants 50% representation of LGBTQ+I.
Mm.
This, that.
Really?
In all their movies and cartoons.
Oof.
50%. As well as gender diversity and ethnic diversity, which I'm fine with that.
Are you talking as in actors or are you talking the whole cast of every production?
I'm talking every single movie they make or half of the movies they make need to have a gay character in it a transgender character in it, something of some sort of representation.
Why?
Because they're absolute idiots. I mean, we know that this has been Disney's agenda all along, right?
No, it's like inevitable.
That's always been what they've been trying to do, and you saw it in the recent Marvel movies, Star Wars movies, even some of the cartoons they're bringing out, okay? Now, my issue with this is, why are we pushing this onto the kids? And obviously, that's the agenda. That's what they've been wanting to do all along. But are you kidding me? Like, are you like, we have to put it into kids' cartoons? We have
it's been in kids' cartoons, not that I watch, but ever since Incredibles 2.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying is they want to push it and they want to push it hard. It's no longer about, oh, let's put one here, let's put one there. It's, we're going to focus our company on pushing out this agenda. It's just sad. It's just wrong. And it's not surprising. Like, no, we knew this was going to happen. But to see it so blatantly said in a meeting, like the whole point of our company is to push these agendas, these political agendas, is just wrong, man.
So what was the feedback?
The company's all for it, right? They're all for it. But this internet's split down the middle right now. Half of them being like, yes, this is what equality is all about.
I'll wrap it up.
And the other half is, why are you trying to indoctrinate our kids? Let us teach you. And this is coming with the whole don't say gay bill in Florida and all that rubbish.
What?
But there's a bill that's going out in Florida right now where they're trying to stop kids being taught gender, what's the word, politics, which is great. That's what we want. But everyone's chucking a fit about it. They're like, why aren't people standing up to this? This is so backwards, this, that. It's a mess. So Disney's obviously come out and given their support to overturning the bill and saying we don't want that. But it's so sad to see where our world is heading and how ignorant we are to it, bro.
Mm.
It's just sad, man.
Yeah, it's shocking. Especially for those parents that don't really teach their kids and they just
plop them in front of the TV. You cannot plop your kid in front of a TV anymore.
No chance.
You have to look at it before you do.
No chance. 100%. And it's, do you know, it's one of those things where it's not a surprise.
Yeah.
And we've always said, oh, and eventually it'll be like this. But then when you hear about it, it's a kick to the stomach.
It's just like, bro, what is happening here?
Yeah.
But Daily Wire came out and they're like, you know what, stuff this. They're investing $100 million into their own kids' studio, their own kids' production, and they're going to start releasing movies and TV shows for kids.
Daily Wire, you said?
Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, all those boys. Because they've been industry for the last few years now.
Yep.
They've been trying to creep in and do their own thing. And so they said, yep, we're going to put $100 million behind kids' movies and TV shows.
Yeah, mate.
Good on them.
Ben Shapiro, mate.
Good on them.
You know what I mean? It's, you say one name and that's it.
No, but it's, it shows like, all right, you don't like something, do something about it.
Mm. That's taking the stand.
That's taking the stand. It's like what we decided to do, right? We didn't like what we were seeing on the internet. So, all right, let's try to do something about it. I think that's what we need to be doing, bro. Mm. Like, it's so easy to complain, but if you're not going to do something about it, all right, then what?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to stick to 90s stuff now.
Well, bro, honestly, that's where you have to go right now. Because at least you can say, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I could show my kid that.
But on, correct me if I'm wrong, but on the Disney, it's Disney Plus, the streaming service?
Yep.
I don't have it, but is it, isn't there a section just for like the gays? Doesn't it have like a...
That's every streaming service, bro.
Yeah. Gay, okay, Netflix, they're not surprised. Yeah. Yes, they don't have
it's like
stuff.
It's like its own genre now.
That's freaking stupid, but...
It's like, rubbish. It's absolute trash.
Yeah, but all right, if you're going to have a Netflix stand, whatever, the majority of it's adult content anyway, but for kids, like...
But that's the point, is let's get these kids indoctrinated in it. Let's not let their parents teach them what they want to teach them, and we'll teach them how we want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely
absurd. Because they get that percentage of people that actually don't teach the kids.
Yes, and that the reason I bring it up...
freaking morons.
The reason I bring it up isn't so that we can just complain, but people need to know that this is happening. Like, let's be straight out. Not everyone's going to be aware of movie news because fair enough. Like, that's not your thing. But you need to know this is happening and this is what they want to do to your kids. Like, they snuck it into Star Wars recently. They, you know, had a gay couple kiss on screen and all this tachanek. Like, they're just sneaking it in. But now they're saying, we're not sneaking it in anymore. We're going to be fully blunt about it.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, and it's just pitiful, bro. It is. It's pitiful.
It's disgusting. But like we always say, mate, it's the world we're heading in now, and that's what they want to do, and they want to normalize it.
Yeah, it's just watch out for your kids. Really, that's what it is. We don't have kids, so it's not as, I guess, it doesn't hit home to us as much as it would a parent. But parents, watch out for your kids, man. Watch what they're watching.
It's free.
It's a completely different world to what we were growing up in, bro. And we weren't that long ago. That's the crazy part to me. That's the part that freaks me out, is that when we were in high school, which is what, 6-7 years ago now? How old are you?
10 years ago.
No, how old are you?
27.
Yeah, so you would have been, yeah, wow.
10 years.
Wow, yeah.
10-year anniversary this year, mate.
Yep. Okay.
For you, it would be about
6-7, yeah.
6-7.
Either way, you're in school that you're. Yeah, that's true. You're in school that many years ago. It's not that. It's hardly a decade, and so much has changed. So much has changed since we've been there, bro. So like, we need to know that this is going down, and we need to be watching out for our kids, man. It's crazy town.
Yeah, it's like I said, bro. It's freaked. It's the whole crazy thing. It'll and nothing will. Like I said, like Ben Shapiro is the only one going out there putting in 100 mil to do something.
He's not the only one. There are other companies. There are the people that are taking a stand, but it's just like. The hard part is Disney is a multi-billion dollar conglomerate.
Of course. There's no plan to take it down.
Yeah, now, it's hard to fight all, that.
Yeah, you'll never fight.
They've got, like, bro.
You'll never win, but put up a fight.
Let's be straight out. We're not sitting here saying we're not fans of Disney. Like, after this, we're boycotting everything they've ever made. I'm not going to do that.
No, I'm not sorry.
Either. I'm going to watch Lion King. I'm going to watch all the stuff that I love. But you can't just take them down, but you can provide alternatives. No, I'm saying.
So, do they want to wipe out everything made from back in the day, or do they want to keep it all?
No, they're going to keep it all, but all their new stuff is going to focus on the LGBTQ agenda.
Yeah, mate.
Like something as simple as High School Musical, right? Remember when that came out when we were in school? It's all stock standard, you know. You don't have any of that agenda. But then they brought out this new High School Musical TV show, and it's all about being accepting of homosexuals and this and that. But it shows you what they're doing. They'll take the brands you love. They'll take the stuff that you're a big fan of. And because they've already got that fan base, they'll try to keep that fan base around and feed them all this garbage.
It's a movie industry, mate.
It is, bro. It's interesting times we live in. It's interesting times we live in.
Maybe I should just boycott movies since I do anyway.
You don't watch movies either.
The boycott, actually. I don't watch enough to boycott, but... Nah, it's freaked up, bro.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's just, you've got to be aware, you've got to be careful.
Yeah, wake up.
Yeah, you've got to wake up. And if, you know, people need something, listen, IMDb has a parent's guide in every movie and TV show, and there's another website called commonsensemedia.org, gives you all the details about what's in every movie and TV show if you want to check it beforehand.
There you go.
Tools to use, bro.
You like movies?
I love my movies, bro. A little bit. I've actually got two posters we're going to put up behind you, but I need help with that, so I'll be doing that over the next few weeks.
Wonderful.
Yeah, bro.
What posters?
What do you think?
That told me Star Wars.
Star Wars and Back to the Future, bro. Just the good stuff. The good stuff.
Oh, of course, yeah.
The good stuff.
So, lucky you have that up there, so I'm not too angry.
Oh, bro.
I'll accept it.
I don't think they can see it on the camera, but
once
we get everything in here properly, like the couches and all that, we'll set up proper camera angles that's got everything going down.
Bro, this room is 2x2.
It's a mess.
No, but it's 2x2. What more do you want to put in here?
No, I'm putting in the couch.
Yeah.
And then once that's in, that's a permanent fixture. Then I can figure out the camera stands properly. Yeah. I almost burnt down the house today.
I get angry, but like the whole bowl agendas with the gays and that, am I surprised? No. Not surprised.
That's a fair point.
What'd you do?
I was cooking bacon and eggs. You know, having my stock standard breakfast.
Yeah.
And as I'm cooking on this burner, on this burner over here,
You burn your 400 George Foreman grill?
Definitely not that. But on this burner over here, I had my wooden chopping board.
Okay.
I just kept it there.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize was as I'm cooking my bacon and eggs, the flame is so high that it's reaching the wooden chopping board. So as I'm cooking, I'm smelling burnt wood and I don't know what it is. And I look over and my chopping board's on fire.
I wish you were on fire.
My whole house smelled like burnt wood for like 2-3 hours. Right. I quickly ran that under the sink. I sorted it out. But I looked at it, I go...
No third degree burns?
No, nothing. We're good, but I nearly burnt my house down.
What is your life?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you? What time was this?
This was at... when was it? 10?
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
And you're up at 5:30, big fella.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you've just woken up.
No. I've done half my work. I'm taking a break, cooking some food, and yeah.
No.
Listen, I don't blame me. I blame society for saying it's okay for me to rent out my own place and live by myself.
It's not society.
It's society. It's you. Well, the fact that I'm allowed to do that is a problem.
It's not that you're allowed. Don't get confused between being allowed and not having a choice. You don't have a choice.
That's a fair point, but I live by myself. It shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be a thing because not only have I concussed myself here, not only have I slipped on nearly everything, hurt myself multiple times, I've nearly burnt the house down. I don't know what else I can do to this place to myself.
You need to go.
I do.
Like forever.
100%. Send me straight to Rookwood.
Bro. Listen, we've only got a few days of digging because the rains are going to start again.
Right. There's something back tomorrow. How beautiful have these last 3 days been, though? Like, dead set. Today was gorgeous.
Today was very nice.
Sunday was great. Bro. It was Monday good for the was great, that. Too. Monday had a little nice wind with it as well. I was a fan of that.
Nice wind with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, cool breeze.
It was nice breeze?
Yeah, it was great.
Weather, look, not bad.
But now we're back to rains, bro.
But I feel like that's just going to be it from now on. That's it. But there are people out there.
I love how you just accept things.
Yeah,
now.
Whatever.
Like,
whatever. Listen,
it's not that we're just going to have a week. That's our life now.
That's it now.
Accept
whatever.
It, move on.
And if you get more sun, great. Like, I was talking to my barber the other week. I got my haircut. And he goes to me, mate, he goes, I'm so excited. I'm going to go to Turkey, you know, this and that. I'll give you the homeland. And I go, and he was talking and he goes, yeah. He goes, but it'd be mad because I get a sum over there and I get a sum over here. I go, oh, mate. Okay, you get a summer over there, you're going to get 3 winters here because that's it now. That's 100%. A lot. That's what I was saying to him. And he was saying, yeah, but you know, what if? And okay, mate, accept it. No more summers here. That's it. It's going to be gloomy and rainy and crap. He goes, well, he goes, you've really accepted it. I go,
you know, you're slowly turning into one of the biggest pessimists I know when it comes to this stuff.
Bro, who cares? Look, it's what it is. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to... Whatever, we'll cop it.
Be optimistic at least. Nah. Like, nah, I'm hope. Like, you've lost all hope.
Yeah,
that's
done.
That's what's happened.
I'm done because people are morons. Because there are people out there that think that there are people tinkering with the weather.
Tinkering with the. What do you mean?
There are people out there that are convinced that other people or other influencers are tinkering with the weather.
Explain this to me.
I don't know. That's all I have. But that's all I got for you.
You can't just drop that and then just be like, nah, that's all I've got.
That's all I got. I get told things. I don't go research this crap.
So you'll believe anything?
No, as long I'm hearing what people are saying. I'm saying people are retarded. I'm saying it's what people are saying. Shut up, Flip, bro.
It's like these people.
That's why I'm like, if it's not like big, I don't talk about it.
It's like these people, not to get political, but these people blaming ScoMo for the Lismore floods. So, well, what's he going to do? Like, can you stop the rain?
Mate, haram. Just let him go to Hawaii, do his thing. Let him have that holiday. Haram the poor bloke.
It's too funny, bro.
Yeah, but who cares, bro? Like, there's people complaining about everything. It's a matter. It's all right. Just chill out.
Just giving up on it.
Yeah, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know?
Sort of. Like, I'm halfway with you.
I'm not going to... It's my ruffle a few feathers, but I'm pretty optimistic. But when it comes to this weather crap, whatever. Doesn't matter. Let it rain 3 weeks in a row. Let it be sunny. Doesn't matter. People are like, oh, it has to be sunny. Why? Why does it have to be sunny?
No, I'm with you. You know what? Okay, I do understand.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do understand.
No, it has to be like this. Why does it have to be like that? Because you're used to it. Wrap it up. Just do it. Let it be. Just let it be, bro. That's my thing. Let it be. It is what it is.
Listen, I agree with you there because you can't get... People can't be happy when
no
it comes
one
to
is
weather.
Ever satisfied.
No
that's
one's satisfied.
With,
yes, okay. I'll agree with you that's on it. That. That's because it. If it's raining, people are complaining that it's raining. If it's sunny, they're saying it's too hot. Where's the rain? We need it for the dams.
Then we cop the rain, everyone's like, oh, now our house is flat. Nah, it's very bad. But very bad. Sorry. But you get what I mean? Because no one's happy. That's all I'm saying. No one's happy. Sorry, sue me. Hey, we're spinning truth here. Controversial, but No, that's actually very bad.
You're a psychopath, bro. That was pretty funny.
Thank you. I'm pretty witty. But
you're in the mood. I like it.
But you get what I mean?
Yeah, I do get it. That's what I'm saying, bro. I get it.
You're an idiot, bro. I'm just trying to get my point across. I have to be extreme sometimes for people to actually understand.
You know what? That's a fair point.
But yeah, like,
I'll give it to you.
But when I hear stuff, people think like, oh, nah, there are people out there that are trying to, like, that are convinced that the weather is being tinkered and that. And I'm like, mate, wrap it up. Like, what are you, why even like turning you to that stuff? Who cares?
Anything for a good conspiracy theory, bro.
Yeah, I heard one the other week. That apparently has been around for millions of years, but I only found out again about a month ago that pigeons are government spies.
Oh yeah, that's one that's been around for ages.
That is, it's actually my favorite one.
What's your thoughts on it?
They are.
Why don't you explain it to the people?
It's very self-explanatory. That pigeons aren't animals. They are actually just spies of the government that want to watch everything that you do.
So are they trained birds or are they robots?
That's a good question.
See?
Are they trained birds?
You reckon? So I reckon they're just very sophisticated robots that fly around and have cameras in their eyes.
But mate, you look at their eyes, and mate, it actually makes sense. it's like I looked at it and I go, yeah, look, you know what? This is actually...
Does it make sense to you?
No, honestly, no, it doesn't. But
let's be straight out.
No, honestly, no.
We don't think pigeons are spies.
No, we don't. But...
Crows are.
Crows?
Yeah, they terrify me, bro.
Okay, but terrifying you can be government spies.
No, there's a reason.
But you love everything that government... Like, you love that, how everything
works.
Ah,
listen, bro.
You want everyone to watch you.
Watch
government,
me, bro. What? Listen,
whatever.
Listen, I've got these Google cameras, okay? And they feed back to my phone. They show me what's going on, you know. Security cameras around the house.
Yeah.
But anytime it sees a face, it detects the face and says, do you know this person? If I do know the person, I say yes. And then it says, would you like to name the person? Yes. Yes, I would. Take all the info you want, bro. Like, you think you're hiding from it, bro? You're not. You can't hide from
it. So that's why the theory is flawed.
Because
now pigeons are done for.
That's right. I've currently got three cameras facing me, including this one. This one's not on, but I guarantee they're looking at me.
Let them see.
Right. And listen, if you think my life is interesting enough to watch me and to take all my information, go for gold. Because I guarantee you, you're going to get bored very quickly.
But listen, the theory is actually very interesting because, yeah, the pigeons, like they're staring at all that, and then they go, and then, you know, it's always different ones.
I think they're just dumb birds that fly around, to be honest.
Look, maybe they're dumb birds. Maybe the government spies. Hey. I like this picture, but I only heard about this about like a month ago. So it's all
how
like
you only hear about this one's like 10, 15, 20 years old. It's a
full I had a certain person send it to me. King Spoozy himself. Who do you think I'm talking about?
A buddy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, a buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's too funny.
And they put up that photo of apparently there was a kid missing or something. There was like planes, whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, the pigeons as a joke. And then Peter comes up to me and goes, bro, you stupid, they're planes. I'm walking around, you idiot. Of course they're not pigeons. I can clearly see, I have 20/20 vision. I can clearly see in the planes.
You're very very angry and I like it.
Yeah, I'm always
angry. Stat's good.
Not enough sleep stat is what it is. It's not angry. It's just I haven't slept in like 6 weeks.
Hey, listen. Random. Very random.
Talk to me.
Are you going to watch Sonic 2?
It is random. Probably.
Okay.
I actually enjoyed the first one.
First one was great. I was surprised.
I enjoyed the first one. Second one... So I can't see why I wouldn't. Jim Carrey's still in it. Is everyone the same?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah, I can't see why I wouldn't.
So you are going to watch it?
Probably.
Okay, perfect. You're going to review it on the show. Just thinking that. Be good.
I can't watch it.
And I love a good Jimothy Carrey.
It's probably his last one.
Yeah, his last movie, probably.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's good, but for... listen, everything he's ever done, all his movies ever done, have been sick.
He's very funny. Very, very
How
funny.
How old is he, 60s?
I think so, yeah. Old.
What about old mate Estelle dying, huh?
Bro, Estelle from Seinfeld.
Spiona.
Mrs. Potato
93.
Head. 93, mate. Bro.
Good innings.
Well done. Yeah, good innings. Raise that bat.
You know what I mean? Good innings.
Mate, good on her. Like, she was...
And almost Stiller died last year, right?
Yeah, Stiller died last year. She was one of the highlights of that show by far. Mate, just the way she was able to command the room when she was in a scene... Like anytime she'd yell or anytime she would deliver a line, it was just in such an exaggerated way that it just stole the room.
Yeah, no, she was awesome. I love doing Seinfeld.
And the way that she would work off Stiller and the two of them go back and forth and they just get higher and higher and just yell more and more and like just it would explode. And then when they had George in the scene as well, it was
gold. One of my favorite scenes of all time in Seinfeld is when when they cut out and it's just the house and they go, stop crying and fight your father. He's like, come on, Georgie. He's like, stop crying and fight your father. And it's but like you said, the way they escape. Yeah, they worked really well together.
They just escalated so well every single time.
Actually, old age or?
I think so. I didn't really read into it. Just I read it. I was like, far out.
It's just depressed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, it's...
It's sad, yeah.
It's sad because, like, okay, like, these are the people that, like, from your childhood...
You grew up on and...
You just watch them and...
Yeah,
sometimes you forget the actual people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's interesting, bro.
Yeah. Listen, I want to talk about WrestleMania.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know, but I love wrestling. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know. I've become like this bit of a buff wrestling recently.
Very, very much so.
5 years?
Yep.
Bro, WrestleMania was mad.
It was very, very good. Did you watch day one?
Look, I've seen a lot of highlights, so it's like, okay, I've seen
so
it.
You basically seen it. Yeah, I still think Saturday was better than Sunday.
Saturday is, yeah.
And people will be very, very surprised to find out that I'm a wrestling fan as well.
Yeah, but you've only jumped on recently.
Well, I watched it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Got off it in high school and didn't bother. And then I just started following it early out of high school, but I didn't start watching again until last year.
Yeah, I've been watching for like 5 years.
Yeah, bro. Listen, compared to a lot of the stuff that they've done rubbish in, that was very good.
Mm.
Very, very good. There's a lot of waste of time matches, which you skip.
Mm.
But very good, man. I mean, the two highlights for me were Rollins and KO. I think they just elevated that night.
Yeah.
And they both lost. That was the amazing part. Like, they lost, but they sold their opponents so well.
Yeah, I loved how KO finally got to main event.
Mm.
He's a main event star. He's a freak.
And the way he just took on Stone Cold, a legend in the game, and the way he just put him over.
Yeah.
Because the guy's old, man. He can't do some of the stuff he used to do. But the way KO sold it was just like, this guy's just...
It's world class.
Just killed him. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
great.
It was good. I'm surprised because WWE have this thing where they don't hold things in. They have to let everyone know everything. I'm surprised they kept the Cody Rhodes one a secret, his signing.
They didn't.
Look, no.
They did, but they didn't.
They definitely didn't, listen, yeah. But it was still up in the air of if it was actually going to be Cody. Everyone was convinced it was
everything
Cody.
Everything they went for, I think, worked.
But the biggest thing out of that Cody thing was he got to use his gimmick from A-Dubs. He
got
to use...
It was all in the contract.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he came out and said he hated Stardust.
Yeah, hated it. Yeah, never don't blame him. Goldust and Stardust, poor blokes.
Yeah.
Goldust, his older brother.
Yeah, yeah. So he never wanted to use it, never wanted to bring it back. So when he was negotiating with WWE, he said to him, I want my gimmick. I'll pay for it. We'll bring it over. And they got it.
Yeah, he's on a fat deal now. But look, with Cody Rhodes, he's a massive signing for WWE.
See, I never watched him. I never knew.
He's a good wrestler.
I never knew much about him, but the hype behind him paid off.
I've seen a lot of him in AEW.
Yeah.
And what he's done for AEW, and because he was executive vice president. Like, he was up there with, you know, Nick and Matt Jackson, Tony Khan, Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys. So he did it, and he felt like his time wasn't up to be on the, you know, being executive or producer or anything like that. And he wanted to come back and where it all started.
Hey, good on him, bro. He wants
good on him. He left at a point where he wanted to further his career. And he went to all different promotions and did that. Went to AEW and then he finished and then he came to WWE. Mm. It's huge. I think him in that gimmick, him as a wrestler, he's good on the mic. The one thing I hate, you ever seen Raw yet?
No.
Okay. No. I'm not going to spoil it. I won't spoil it. No, I won't spoil anything. But did you watch any of his stuff in AEW? Like any of his promos?
No.
He does this thing where he fake cries like an idiot.
Oh, really?
Very stupid. Like,
yeah, it's interesting.
Whenever but he does it so often.
When someone's using a gimmick and they do something just dumb like that, you can tell straight away and it hits you.
Very dumb.
Yeah.
That was good. Logan Paul.
So, bro.
He was very good, I'm bro. So,
I know people don't like him, but
mate, you got to give credit where credit's due. He killed it, bro.
He was phenomenal.
He killed it.
His persona works out so well in it.
Mm.
And the way he uses it in the fight, he's great. Like when he's on the top rope and giving that little shimmy.
Yeah.
It's like you're cocky, you're annoying.
But he's paying respects to Eddie Guerrero and all
that. He respects the game.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing about these celebrities coming into wrestling. A lot of them don't respect the game. He respects the game. He's been working hard in the background, which is why they've signed him on.
He's part of the roster.
Yeah, he's part of the roster now. And you know what? He was entertaining.
He was good, man.
And he stood up with Rey Mysterio, another legend of the game.
Yeah.
And he stood, and it didn't look like that Ray was just letting him have it. He, it was a good fight. It was a great fight. Really well done.
It was good from all of them. But I thought, yeah, he really impressed me. That was all day one.
Yeah. Day two was disappointing.
Day two was disappointing. I'll be straight up. Look, it wasn't as good as day one.
Yeah.
But surely, like, you know. Okay. Spewing that Rousey didn't win the title.
Yeah.
Because I'm over Charlotte, bro. She
yeah,
can, she
I, can I'm beat not it. A fan of Charlotte, but they weren't going to hand over all the women's belts. That was the problem.
Yeah. Becky losing was big. Bianca.
Not a fan.
Listen. Yeah, look, maybe not, but...
We actually skipped that fight.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Fair call. Bianca, when she won last year WrestleMania, she was ecstatic. Like, first time, shock.
Yeah.
But when she won it this time, it was like, I'm main event now. Yeah. I'm main event.
I don't disagree with that. I think, you know what? Yeah,
she's had a gimmick.
She's earned it. She's done what she needs to do, whatever. I don't like her. I just don't think she's that good on the mic. I think
on the mic, she definitely needs a lot of work.
I think the EST stuff needs to go. Like, I get it. I'm the greatest. I'm the best. I'm whatever. Like, I get it. It just doesn't work for me, bro. It's just, I don't know. The hair thing, that needs, like, I don't like anything about her gimmick at all. Becky is probably at the height of her career at the moment, and she sold that very well.
Yeah, Becky, mate, she's...
She was slow.
I wanted the big time Bex, I want that to go.
Her character was
slowly... The man, when she was as the man, it was the best.
But her character was slowly losing her mind, and I liked that. Because it was just so desperate. It was good. Is she, as much as I don't like the direction her character went, because I obviously wanted her to stay champion, I think she did it exactly how she needed to.
Yeah.
She put over Bianca so well over the last few months.
Yeah.
But
I missed, you know, there was talk, obviously... Next of this, spewing that she wasn't there.
Yeah, she won't come back for a while, bro. She's getting married.
Bailey, she should be coming back within the month from ACL. Listen, ask her, she can go out and care.
My biggest thing is the disappointment of the main event. And unfortunately, it's no one's fault. So the main event sort of ended. It was billed as the greatest fight of all time. It's going to be the most amazing fight of all time.
No, it was billed as the biggest fight.
Sorry, biggest.
And it was the biggest.
And you've got Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Great title unification match. They're going to bring both titles together. We got to wrap this up because people are hating this right now. But
stuff them, Joshua.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, skip
the time codes.
Time codes. Hey, there you go. But halfway through the fight, you see Brock grabbing his ribs.
Yeah,
it's your brain. And people are thinking, "Oh, this is fake." Whatever. I looked at it. I go, "I think that might be real." Then Roman can't lift his arm. I personally thought that Roman was selling.
His arm was purple.
I thought he was fine. Turns out he dislocated it. So the two of these blokes are going all out, smashing each other.
But that's probably why it ended as abruptly as it did.
And that's exactly what happened, because it ended with two spears, one failed one and one good one. And then they ended the fight there. Turns out both blokes were giving each other signals throughout the fight, checking in on each other, making sure they were okay. And then Roman wins. Bro, he tries to pull up the second belt.
Yeah, he can't.
And he can't lift it. Apparently, he was saying to... what's his name?
Heyman.
Yeah, he was saying to Heyman, mate, it's out. It's popped out. Like, yelling on the side. And it's like, bro, they hit it so well.
Yeah, you
they
don't...
They really did.
Yeah, they're pro, mate. Those athletes are top of their game.
The way I explained it to my brother, because he tried to get me to explain wrestling to him, like he's like, it's fake as whatever. I go, it's not that it's fake. It's a TV show. It's scripted, yes, but they're stuntmen.
As well.
That's literally what they are. They're stuntmen that act. That's the cool part. Like, okay, it's all scripted. You know who's going to win, you know who's going to lose. But the stuff they're doing is legit. When they're getting hit with a chair, they're getting hit with a chair. They're pulling back a bit, but they're stuntmen. They're getting hurt. They're going to get injured.
Johnny Knoxville was, speaking of stuntmen.
Interesting.
That was fun.
It was funny.
It was funny. It wasn't meant to be a big match. It was meant to be funny.
It was funny. It was well played. It was, listen, I was a fan of WrestleMania. I really was. I still think two nights needs to stop.
Yeah, but keep it on one. But my problem was they didn't have room for the US title and Intercontinental title.
But that's my problem.
You're doing two nights. No, my
problem is WrestleMania is meant to be the elite of the elite.
Mm.
But what it seems like they're trying to do is just put every wrestler they can into the card.
They could have done without New Day and Sheamus, Ridge and Pete Dunne.
That was a waste. You could have done without McIntyre and...
Yeah, that's fine. They don't need WrestleMania. They need SmackDown Raw.
Yeah.
Max. Not even a pay-per-view. Maybe a pay-per-view.
I don't see the need.
But you can't have US title and IC title not in WrestleMania. You can't. But
those.
And even Andre the Giant.
They're just not needed. Like, they're not main event.
They're mid-carders.
Because the whole point of WrestleMania is every fight is meant to be a main event, right? Like, that's the original sell back in the day, is every fight is a main event.
Every fight will draw you to watch.
But I'm sorry, they're not. Now, let's just make this show as big as possible, as overbloated as possible, and sell tickets.
But not have IC title and a US title was crap.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Edge AJ was good.
Yeah,
Edge's new faction.
I really did like Pat McAfee versus
McAfee. He was one I forgot to talk about.
McAfee and
Austin Theory. Austin Theory. Bro, McAfee has come a long way.
I was actually a big fan of that. Wasn't a fan of what they did with Vince. Wasn't a fan of that, but it was what it was. It was funny.
It was a bit of a shock. We were like, what the heck? He came back. All right. But you know what? But that's
in his 70s.
76, and he's ripped as anything.
It's crazy, bro.
But look, rest of it all up. Yeah, I'd give it about, out of 10, probably 7.5, 8. Mm. I actually really, really enjoyed it.
I was a big fan. It was not a failure of a main event, of a pay-per-view for me. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, it was really, really well done. But the only thing with WWE is that, like the other promotions, they get to fight in the indie promotions.
Yeah.
While WWE, you only fight WWE, which kind of sucks.
It's a very interesting world. It's a very It's a whole thing.
Because it's beyond WWE, because it's AEW. Then there's Lucha Libre, there's Impact, there's Ring of Honor.
It's full on.
The owner of AEW
bought Ring of Honor. You know a lot more than I do, champ. That's for sure. Listen, bringing that back to our world, TNS followed us on Instagram today.
Who?
TNS.
Yes.
Very random. That. Very, very random. They followed us on Instagram.
So we have to promote it?
I was going to promote it anyway, but thank you, guys. TNS is coming up.
June.
I should probably know. I'm on the team.
If you're promoting it, mate.
Yeah, I'm sort of on the team.
Oh, no, July is leadership conference.
It's July.
Oh, okay. So
July 15 to 17.
Where's the leadership conference?
Like 2 weeks before. A week before.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. Okay. That's mine.
But yeah.
Friday to Sunday?
Friday to Sunday. We've got Pastor Kurt Skelly coming down.
Yeah, boy.
So that's going to be good. Event is looking sweet. Hoping to set that up over the next few weeks. Like the event on the Saturday.
Oh, the event. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be a good weekend, man. So for young adults, people out of school, in uni and above and whatever it is, it's going to be a great weekend. Solid messages, solid worship services. Check it out. You want more info, go to the website. Or, you know, contact Stat, you'll see him at church.
See, mate, that's where you
contact
find me.
On my social medias.
That's where you find us.
That's where you find us. Close this off. Verse of the week. We didn't do verse of the week last week on purpose. People thought I skipped it or I forgot about it. Listen, we're not going to do it every week. If we're covering Bible topics anyway, like, I don't see the need to just, you know.
Yeah, because we were talking. Because JD's was.
We're talking a lot about missions and strength in Christ and what it means to fall forward. So, go on to 1 Kings chapter 18.
See, AP just going to do that, huh?
That's my Google Home device. See?
1 Kings 18, you said?
Yeah, 1 Kings 18.
Yep.
1 Kings 18, verse 21. So, I was reading this morning. We know the story of Elijah and Ahab, right? This verse just stuck out to me. I don't know why. I do know why, but it was just out of the whole passage was this verse. Elijah is stepping up to Ahab and basically saying, you know, let's finalize this. Who are we going to serve? And so he says here, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. That just stood out to me because it basically what's going on is the people are sort of split into two at this point. Half are serving God, half are serving Baal. And what follows this is the story of them on the Mount Carmel and, you know, the offerings being sacrificed and him proving that God is the one true God, right? But I love this statement because he says, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And I just thought about that in my own life, like, and our lives in general. Like, how often and how much are we going to serve two gods? Like, if we truly follow Christ and we truly do believe in him and we're going to live lives that please him, then follow him. But if you want to live an ungodly, lukewarm, non-Christian life, then go do it.
Mm.
Stop sitting in the middle. And that's sort of what spoke out to me. And, you know, you've got those Bible verses that say you can't serve God and mammon. And I think this was just a great way to put it. Like, just the words he used, like, stop fighting between two opinions. If God, if the Lord is God, follow him. That's it.
And stop being so indecisive.
Yeah, stop being indecisive. And I think we as Christians need to stop being indecisive. Who are we going to serve? Are we going to serve God? Are we going to serve man?
And I find, especially in today's day and age, there are a lot of people that love to sit on the fence.
Yeah, 100%.
And they love to sit on the fence because they love what God brings, but they also love what, you know, what the world has to offer as well. There's a lot of people that sit on that fence and you know what it comes down to, but for those that are saved, it comes down to your relationship with God.
Yeah, 100%.
And I believe that if you're not close to God, you don't know where you're at.
If your relationship's not real, you don't know where you're at.
Correct. And if you're not walking with God daily, if it's not a daily thing and it's not something that you're caring for, slowly, slowly, you'll find yourself viewing the other direction. Mm. We've seen it time and time again. We've seen it with a lot of people. We've seen it and they've all come and they've realized, yeah, this is, you know. But you're right. It's about stopping, you know, this sitting on the fence. Because, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, if you're lukewarm, Jesus, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, don't sit on the fence. You either choose, like you said, you know, you choose God or you choose what the world has to offer.
Yeah, and we're living in a world today, Stat, where it's so easy to compromise. I think we're encouraged to compromise.
And people want to do both.
Yeah, because we live in like a, you know, don't offend people. Don't offend each other. But that's the world we live in. So that's why it's so easy to compromise right now.
Mm.
It's so easy to say, hey, listen, let's take it easy. You know, you believe what you believe. I'm going to believe what I believe. And we'll just meet on the middle ground here. No, we're told not to do that, man. We're told not to compromise our beliefs. We stand on what we believe. And we better not just believe it, but we better stand for it. It's what Pastor's been preaching about all year at church, contending for the faith. We need to contend for the faith and we need to be serious for it.
Mm. And if that's how it was back then, you know, in those days with, you know, God and Baal, that was back then. That was the big deal back then.
Mm.
Imagine what it is now. Like, imagine how the impact of that then it's and different. how much crazy it's come to now. But because there are so many people that love to sit on the fence and people want to do both.
Yeah.
People want to be in the world. They also want to be with God. Like, yeah. And I'm like, well, you can't. Like, you can't serve two masters.
Yeah.
You either love one, hate the other, or, you know.
I just think it was a good reminder, man. It was just a good reminder to remind us, hey, you want to follow God, follow him.
And it's so relatable.
Yeah, 100%.
Because people try to talk about how it's old fashioned and all that. But I feel like it's for those people that aren't necessarily saved, but they fall under that. For me, that stuck out for this was like
both.
People in Catholicism, for example.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Catholicism will go, okay, you know, we'll go to church on the Sundays, but we'll club the night before. And like, you can't serve two masters. You can't have a bit of both.
Well, it's sort of a call out as well. Hey, are you actually going to follow God or are you just happier with the life you're living?
Mm.
And that's what a lot of people do, right? We call it counting the cost.
Yeah.
Sort of like weighing up. Is it worth me giving my life to God or am I just happy where I'm at? And this is a call out.
Yeah.
So it's a call out for the ladies and gents at home. Hey, who are you serving? Mm. Why are you serving them? You're going to serve God? Great. If not, great. But don't pretend you are.
Yeah. And go, it's going to sound very weird, but if you're gonna serve God, go all out. And get everything you got. If you want to go into the world, go hard in the world. Out. Don't pull back.
Yeah, don't act like you're doing God a favor.
Correct. Go if you want to drink, you want to test drugs, do everything. Go and go full pelt. Don't hold back.
Don't act like you're doing God a favor by just sitting around and say, "Oh, I'll do this and I won't do that."
No, because I'm a Christian. If you're in the world, you're in the world, mate. You go all out. Right. That is give everything exactly you got.
Right. Yeah. Not that we condone that. Like we're not saying go. No, but we're saying like
don't hold back because you want a bit of God and you still wrap it up. Go all out.
That's right. But that was basically that, bro. It stood out to me in my morning reading today.
Oh, very good.
Start with the people find you, brother.
Follow me at Faith Baptist Church, Regent's Park, mate.
Regent's Park.
Footy stuff, League Chat with Stat. You'll find me there.
Nice. Well, ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. You know where to find us online. We'll see you next time.